This represents the last time that Jesus was invited to speak in the synagogue. He had spoken several other times, and individuals had been watching him and critiquing what he was saying and what he was doing. As I read this passage of Scripture again and thought about all the individuals that are involved, last evening as I was in my office, I pulled out a book, a volume of books, but I pulled out one particular book, and it's called 20 Centuries of Great Preaching. And I went and looked up this passage of Scripture just to see how someone had dealt with this in the past. And lo and behold, in these volumes that I had, no one had preached on this passage. So I went into the index and looked up criticisms. And I began to look through 20 centuries or so of criticisms. Would you believe that in the past that someone had criticized a sermon? Would you believe that somebody has criticized the pastor? Would you believe that someone has criticized the church? That someone has criticized responsible civic activities? People have been criticizing for a long, long time. And I thought, now what do you do? For here was Jesus touching this nobody, this woman. It was my joy last night while talking to the parents of Aubrey and Nicole, and I said to them, I said, you know, in our church, she's embraced as a free servant of God to serve God wherever she wants to and feels God leading her. She can pastor a church. She can do missionary work. She can teach Sunday school classes. She can lead the choir. She can play. She can sing. We don't limit her. Every capacity in the church is available. And here was this woman at the synagogue in a place where she had to sit in a separate location. And not only that, she was all bent over. And I thought about not only physically being bent, but some of you might know what it means to be emotionally bent when someone criticizes you. Some of you might know what it's like to have done your best and to still be criticized. Can you imagine this woman after this time of being so excited that Christ had healed her and standing up straight for someone to be criticizing her receiving this very gift? Have you ever given a gift to someone and for that gift to be criticized? Realize how the recipient feels? When we look around us and all we want to do is criticize, we can find a whole vast array of reasons to criticize one another. Criticism can literally tear apart an organization. It can literally tear apart the church. Jesus was being criticized. Story was told about John Wesley when he was teaching in Savannah. They had a problem in the school. Some of the kids that were attending school did not have any shoes to wear. Some kids had nice knickers to wear. And so those that had the nice knickers with their shoes were criticizing and making the young men that did not have any shoes feel less than them. And the director of the school told John, said, "John, I don't know what to do." John Wesley said, "I can fix it." He said, "Well, I wish you would." So John Wesley, when he went in that first day to teach in that school in Savannah, didn't have on any shoes. He was barefooted. And the kids who had shoes looked at him sort of funny. And he taught that day barefooted. And the next day, he went into the school. He was barefooted. And the next day, he went into that school and he taught. And he was barefooted. And the statement was that the criticisms became less and less, and finally just went away altogether. I think about those things in life that we criticize. Why do we criticize? How do we reach out and touch those who are sick? How do we reach out and touch those who are bent over with criticisms? How do we reach out and touch those most needed? As I read through this passage there in 20 centuries of great preaching and saw all the reasons and things that people have criticized in the past, somewhere in the process of it all, I saw a proper response to criticism. And so I turned to it. And Reverend Weatherhead wrote something like this. He said, "The proper response is to reach out in love, to reach out in care, to reach out and embrace those most needed among us." And I thought about the story that I heard of the man who went to work among lepers. And he used to say to the lepers, "You lepers need to experience Jesus Christ." And then one day he became a leper. And his message changed. He said, "What we lepers need is Jesus Christ." As you read and reflect upon this passage of Scripture this morning, if you could see yourself as one of the personalities in this reading, who would you be? Would you be the critic that stands off to the side? Would you be Jesus who reaches out and touches the least of these? Would you be the least of these who need to be touched by somebody that cares? Would you be the crowd that was cheering and celebrating what happened and what events took place there? If the lady responded, I feel like this is what she would have said. I never felt such love. I never felt such care. I never felt in all of my life such power. And then we say, we are the body of Christ. We say that we are the representation of Him who was given to us because God so loved the world that He gave. And when people critique the disciples of Jesus, they said, oh, how they love one another. Proper response to criticism: stand up straight and love each other. For against this, there is no law. Amen.